This is Kate Magruder with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. In the early 70s, a knot of recent college graduates with Stanford diplomas in hand came up with an audacious plan, not to go into professional careers or even to get jobs at all, but instead to move to Mendocino County and create a new school for K through 8th graders. Located on 43 acres in the oak-studded hills west of Ukiah, Mariposa School educated more than 1,000 students over 29 years, making it one of the longest-running alternative schools in the state. One of those Stanford grads was Gina Campbell, now of Ukiah. Gina tells us about the early days and realizing teaching wasn't the right fit, and how the community and the spirit of the times helped her forge her own path as a carpenter, drafter, and residential designer. Gina helped build the main school building at Mariposa School and the Ukiah Playhouse, two architectural gems beloved by the community today. With a sense of humble wonder, Gina says she created her own career, colored herself in as a young woman, becoming a builder instead of a teacher, and how it could have only happened here.
I think the makeup of the community, and I'm thinking of the larger community of the whole county, because of the nature of the people that came here in the 60s, late 60s, 70s, with talent and vision and energy to create a world that is home for them and continues to be home for them. That's why I think that the impact of that movement, which I think was not really a movement. People came here because they wanted something. And not everybody got it, but a lot of people have stayed and made their lives, whether it's in the arts or in professions or in government, building, all kinds of ways that this larger community of Mendocino County has grown from that exodus from cities to what we thought was a country life. I didn't really think that so much. I just knew that I needed to get out of Berkeley and live someplace else, you know. And I go back to my childhood of growing up on the beach in Southern California, growing up on boats, and growing up in a community of my own that was not suburbia. We had a lot of play and a lot of room for going out into nature, and our parents didn't rein us in. We could do what we wanted to do, and I guess that's what we were doing in that time. We were doing what we were not expected to be doing. I mean, as far as the Mariposa people went, we'd gone to Stanford, and I think that our families were kind of astounded at what we chose to do. And a lot of the original people did go back and got law degrees and medical degrees and architectural degrees, and a few people became teachers and provided an opportunity for other people to come in and take over those roles, which they continued to do for many years. It's been 48 years since the school started, and it's been 46 years since the first school building was built on the land on Logap.
Do you have a particular memory about a particular time at the school at Mariposa when you could see that it was just working? It was just exactly what the school should be.
Well, the pleasure of the kids, and I've talked to kids who went there who are now in their 40s and 50s, who remember it with great fondness. You know, that was one of the best times of their lives, was when they went to Mariposa. I think that Mariposa School, 29 years, that's a lot of students who went through that school. And I think the impact on the lives of those students resonated into the community. It rippled out. And there are people like David Post, who became a wonderful vocal teacher, who was one of the original students at the school. And there was Steve Gran, who became a teacher, and Sid Maurer Jr., who is a teacher. And those are just the students who were there the first year. Sarah Walsh is a teacher at the college, went to Mariposa. And it's not just teachers, but the freedom that kids were provided, because we haven't really talked about what the philosophy was, but it was to give kids the foundation, the basics, but also give them a certain amount of latitude to make choices. And that's what the classes were that were provided for them in the afternoons, the electives. Kids in elementary school, I don't think you really get those, but And I'm not really quite clear what the philosophy was, actually, but I just know that kids who went there, most of them really loved it. And when they talk about it, you can see that they were given something that they still treasure, deeply treasure, yeah.
You've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We just heard from Gina Campbell. You can hear short excerpts of this program on Thursdays during Morning Edition and longer episodes Thursday afternoon at 3:30. Archives of the program, along with photos, are available at kzyx.org and the Promise of Paradise Facebook page. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.